A rough day for your team in rough weather at Villanova. You guys fall 21-0 just as you've gone back and looked through the tape on that one. Just kind of give me impressions on what happened.
Yeah. Congratulations to Mark and Villanova. I mean, they flat out beat us on Saturday. It's not like we had a bunch of turnovers or MAs or mistakes or anything like that. I mean, they just came out and they ran the ball really well. They stopped the run. And in those conditions, that was important. He's got a big, physical, mature football team, and they really got us on Saturday.
Villanova scores on the opening drive of the game, and then breaks that big run on the fourth down play after I think you guys had gotten stopped on fourth down. How big of a momentum swing was that little stretch?
It was big. That was a significant stretch, really, and. When you look at it, like defensively, like they attacked us well. They probably ran some more gap scheme than we expected. And, when we did fit it correctly, we had some trouble getting their ball carriers to the ground. But like our guys defensively, we didn't give up or pack it in. I mean, we continued to play. I mean, they scored 14 points in the first 14 plays, like you mentioned there, Rob. And it was significant the way they started the game. But we gave up 7 points the next 59 snaps, and we created a couple takeaways and made a couple fourth down stops ourselves. So, I'm proud of our guys for the way we fought and continued to fight and play in the football game. We had trouble moving the ball offensively. We really didn't handled the pressure very well. We were ineffective running the ball and creating separation on the outside. And we failed to sustain drives and convert the third and fourth down situations on our end and capitalize on some of the field position we had and the turnovers that were created.
Just talk about the offense. You went with a couple of young quarterbacks with William Langford and Justin Allen in that game. Just how did you feel like that they performed and what were some of the issues that they had trying to get the offense generated the way you would have liked?
Yeah, we did. We went into it, with like a two-headed monster with both of those guys and planning to play both of them in the game and doing what each of them does best. But we knew we also needed to be balanced with both quarterbacks. We needed to be able to run and throw the ball with both quarterbacks in the game, and they're both capable of doing it. And they both flashed the week before against Central when they were in the game. So, it wasn't the performance we needed at that position on Saturday for us to be successful offensively against a good football team. But those guys, they will continue to grow and we got to support, provide support around them and make plays around them.
Questions more from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Tony, with the kind of an incredibly low number of offensive snaps you had in that game, do you have to do anything kind of different this week just to kind of get some reps and just to kind of see how it's all going to play out with some of the new personnel you're using?
Yeah, we certainly had some new personnel in, playing without John Carlos at tight end and Art Nwandu going both ways for us, playing tight end and defensive end. This week, I mean, shoot, we got a lot of work to do this week, Bob. Really, for us and how we plan practice, it's real important for our ability to move forward. And, we need to do a better job of bouncing back from a loss than we did this week. That's not who we are. We need to grow as a program. We've been tested the last 2 weeks here now, our resiliency really, and testing our win today, win one game a week philosophy and being process driven, we've really been challenged here and tested. So for us, it's all about who we are going to be this week, really. We have another CA opponent at home. We need to work our tail off here this week as a football program, players and staff. We've got a bye week waiting for us on the other side, so we can rest then. But we need to pour everything we have into this week's preparation and then the 60 minutes that we're going to play on Saturday.
Is getting Jalen cranked up again kind of a priority too with a rushing game, especially with some moving parts at quarterback?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's how we need to support those guys. Get us in some manageable third downs. And so it's not a drop back pass game. You know, that's when Villanova was able to get into some two-man defense. And, you know, that's hard to beat. You got to win the matchups. And if you're in a third and pass situation, offensively, it becomes a whole lot harder. So yes, we do. We need to improve our efficiency in the run game. And Jalen Hampton is an important piece of that.
Tony, a big day on defense by your freshman Brandon Tyson, 14 tackles and a couple of tackles for loss. Maybe some comments on his performance and what he provides for you on defense.
Yeah, so Brandon and Marco Paterno, both of those linebackers, I mean, those guys are redshirt freshman linebackers. And like, I'm so proud of them for the fight that they've got and the job they're doing. And Brandon, I mean, he played his tail off sideline to sideline Saturday. But it's really the challenge too for those guys. And you look at our defensive front, we have like 7 second year players in our front 7 defensively that are playing significant snaps. And so they are either redshirt freshmen or sophomores. 2 of them played last year as 2 freshmen. So, you know, when you take a second year college player and you've got 7 of them playing significant snaps in your front 7, you're going against a veteran football team that's got 15 offensive players that are 5th or 6th year players, you get worn down, you know, and that's what happened. But those 2 linebackers, I mean, they played just about every snap of that game and fought their tail off. And Brandon Tyson, it was good to see him have that production. I think it was 14 tackles. I mean, it was a heck of a football game for him.
You touched on your comments earlier, but Arden Nwandu playing both ways. How did that come about? Have you ever had a guy that had done that for you?
Yeah, you know, Art is, you know, he's been a tight end in our program, and we moved him in the spring. You know, we started to get him more work on defense. And so, it was new for him, but, you know, we felt really good about Cody Hardy and JC Miller at tight end. And so Art's still been playing some tight end and some of our bigger goal line packages and stuff. So he's still been in touch with the position and working with Coach Ford, our tight end coach. But with JC out of the lineup, Art had to be ready to go and become a starter again when we were in 12 personnel. So he'll continue to be prepared to play both sides of the ball for us. We're going to need him.
Before I let you go, certainly another big challenge ahead with a Monmouth team that is coming off a 61-point performance on Saturday with certainly a great back in Jaden Sheridan. What are some of the challenges that Monmouth provides for you?
Yeah, Coach Callahan's got a really good football team, and they're really clicking on all cylinders right now. The last 2 weeks and coming off 2 lopsided wins. Offensively, you know, McCray is he's a veteran quarterback. I mean, he's new to Monmouth, but he's played in a lot of football games, and he's got one of the best running backs in the country in Jaden Sheridan, who, if he gets to the second level and makes somebody miss, I mean, you're not catching him. He's dangerous. He's gone. And one of the best wide receivers and most productive wide receivers in Dymir Miller, really in FCS football. So he's got a really good football team there. And defensively, you know, they're coming into their own, I think. I think that's a unit that's played better the last couple of weeks, playing faster, and really experienced, especially on the back end and productive at linebacker. So it's a good football team.
All right, Tony. Thanks so much for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Once again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches,